appeal to the youthful audience.
Yeah. It appeals to the youthful audience.
Okay, now that was the title. That was the subject.
Right. Mellow Mood is Resplendent.
Mellow Mood is Resplendent.
Now it makes me remember why I love music that appeals to the youthful audience. The end. And you have to put the words "the end" in.
It makes me remember
why I love music that appeals to the youthful audience. I'm not being sarcastic. The end. I look forward to hearing Mellow Mood. They've got to be good if they're on iTunes. You pass the iTunes audition, which is pretty impressive.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I gave him 5 stars, and it says Mellow Mood is Resplendent. I think I'm misspelling Resplendent.
Oh, no one cares. Yeah. Hey, but make sure you review us. That's the deal.
Oh, she did already.
We have a contract. It's an oral contract. Okay. Hey, thanks, Mellow Mood.
Mellow Mood.
Well, Mellow Mood. Yeah. Thanks, Mellow Mood.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I wish we talked to the other sisters. They're the real talents in Mellow Mood.
No, she's the brains of the operation.
No, her sisters have been carrying her from the beginning.
I don't think so. You know, and they're an underground reggae band.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, we could have said something, about the fact that, you know.
Yeah.
Ja speaks to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can add that. No, I can't.
If you love non-mainstream reggae music sung by some hot.
Yeah, say something good about a reggae album.
Yeah.
Go ahead, say something reggae.
Resplendent, Mon. Mon, M-O-N.
Okay,
Resplendent,
there we go.
Mon.
Resplendent, Mon. That's good. You did it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for one more. Ken and I are log rolling.
Hey, guess what's coming up in 5 minutes?
Me going home.
No.
Me in the car.
Well, that too.
Oh, my God, that's going to be great. Nothing will compare to that. Anything you have to offer.
It's the return of Bronwyn C.
Oh, that's great.
And Thunk Tank.
And 5 minutes after that, guess what's happening?
What?
Oh, it's the return of the keys.
Yeah, maybe.
To the realtor lady.
Here, unless they're like the copy shop.
We've got to get, oh man, I wish we could get a microphone down there so we could cover it live.
We brought something. Oh, I can record it for you if you want.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That would be resplendent.
Reminds me of the time we brought something over to the copy shop to be copied. And it had a post-it on it that said, 100 copies collated. And they copied it, and they copied the post-it. The post-it was right on the copies. So the next time we took something there, we put a post-it on it that said, 100 copies collated, please remove this post-it before copying. And they copied that, too.
We've been doing this show for, 20 years. Is it more than 20 years?
No.
I'm about to say something I've never said to you.
It's about 5 years.
Shut up. I think I'm not just speaking for myself either. I know we've got listeners out there that are saying the same thing to their radio.
I think you've said that before. Did I ever tell you the story about the hardware store?
Oh, shut up.
The incompetent hardware store?
There's no.
Anyway, Bronwyn starts her new show, Thunk Tank Tea Party, just a mere 4 minutes from now, followed by Lamine, 8 o'clock, right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. We've been trying to get reviews of the 7-Second Delay podcast on the iTunes store. You can still go there and do that.
Ken's been telling stories about trainee clerks he's encountered.
Training clerks?
Trainee, like young,
trainee.
Inexperienced
oh, yeah. Oh,
clerk.
Yeah. That was Franklin's. That was the Franklin's coffee shop. Yeah, they were shut down by the sheriff.
You never heard an interesting story? Do you not know what they sound like?
No, I think I have heard them. I just don't know how to recognize them.
No,
it's kind of like being colorblind.
Yeah, it is like being colorblind.
It's like being interest blind or humor blind. It's like you hear it, but you don't know what it is.
And there's no way to filter that out. There's no test people can do. Hence, WFMU.
No, because humor
if
is...
If there was a test people could do, oh my God.
It's something that cannot be taught.
Yeah, it's like hitting a curveball.
Explain that to you. You can't teach people to be funny.
Look, the important thing is we're going to be on the number one train next Tuesday.
That's right. From one
begging, not begging for money, asking calmly for money.
Yeah.
Because begging for money is illegal.
kind of implying that you should give us money to pay us back for the porn that we're giving you.
Yes. Or in my case, please give me money and I'll zip my pants up.
Oh, then we're really going to get arrested. You can't do that.
We'll see.
No, you cannot. You cannot go around.
We'll see.
No.
So that's what you think. That's your theory. Your theory is, it's an interesting theory. This is how science works.
Uh-huh.
You're positing this theory that if I go around with my my fly down, telling people that for a certain amount of money, for certain donations, I'll zip it up, you think that I'll be...
arrested.
I'll be called to task.
Yes.
Okay, we'll see.
Friends of mine were arrested for walking around naked.
Yeah, don't tell that story. No, don't tell that story. Tell the copy store story again. Yeah, keep your naked friend story for yourself. That's good radio.
I am so grateful that I'm so grateful I wasn't with them that night.
I know. Imagine the one night you don't go out naked.
They were all arrested. All my best friends from high school, they were all arrested.
Oh, my God. You have good stories. Oh, my God. That's even worse than not having them. Having the stories and not telling them.
No, that's a boring story.
Oh, my God. That's a great story.
I already did the legal ID, so I'm not doing that again.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Screw the legal ID.
Hey, next Tuesday, 1
legal
to 3
ID can
p.m.
go to hell.
Meet us on the one train uptown.
Yeah, be there or be square. We're on the one train.
Uptown.
If you don't see us, just keep riding up and down the number one line. We'll be there soon enough.
Look for the balding Jew with his fly down. Stay tuned for Broadway.
And his hands handcuffed behind him.
Crystal chandeliers, and there'll be no fans. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to this show. This show. I guess... Here, let me put this down a little. Ken is a lot taller than I am when he sits here. This show, I guess, is Thunk Tank, or maybe it's Truck Stop Thunk Tank, or something. I am Bronwyn C., though, and that was Charlie Pride singing, "All I Have to Offer You Is Me," and that is correct, because that is all I have to offer. Doesn't matter what the show is called, doesn't matter the ostensible format. I've had three-hour music shows, I've had a two-hour music show. That was a great show. I liked the two-hour format. We don't have those anymore. Had one-hour shows, had talk shows, had book review shows, had crazy shows. A number of ostensible and sometimes real co-hosts. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. When you get down to it, all I have to offer you is me. And that's what I'll be offering you today until 8 p.m. on WFMU. I guess that's all I had to say. I did have, I was trying to arrange for a special guest today, and unfortunately that didn't work out, but I hope that he will be able to be here in a couple of weeks. Next week I will have a guest. I'm going to try to have guests. We'll see. But in the meantime, there will be country western music, because station manager Ken likes this time slot for the specialty music, and I said, well, I can do that. So I will. So, that's what I'll do. And also News of the Dead, and also some reading and ranting. So, that's the deal. I hope you'll stay with me. And coming up next is an old favorite of mine, Asleep at the Wheel.
Try to suggest someone new. No our names aren't mentioned together anymore, and I guess no one thinks that we mind.
But I sit home alone and I cry just for you.
And I've gone out of my mind. Thank you.
I'm letting you go because your love isn't fair. I'm letting you go because your love isn't fair. They think I'm losing you, but I want them to know that I'm not losing you. I'm letting you go.
Typing now to do a show. I see on the comments board somebody noticed I misspelled Speedy West. That's okay. Alright, that was Webb Pierce with his piercing voice. I find his voice unusually cutting. I don't know, but that was his song, I'm Letting You Go. Before that, Joyce Cornish, The Guy You Used to Be, and we started with Asleep at the Wheel, doing Our Names Aren't Mentioned Together Anymore, except on WFMU. These are all my own vinyl, even the Charlie Pride. I had to haul all these heavy, heavy vinyl records from home today. I actually own these. This is my collection. This is what I have at home. I don't even have a turntable anymore. But I have, like, hundreds of moldy country records. Vinyl all. Heavy, heavy vinyl. And I hauled it here today for you and for me. And the Monks of the Monastery of Montserrat, the News of the Dead theme, that also is vinyl. And that means it's time to do News of the Dead right now. I've been doing News of the Dead since the very first radio show I ever did. You would think I would come up with another shtick, but no. I like News of the Dead. I think it's interesting. I hope you do too. All right, so they always say when a cartoonist dies, a star falls down from heaven. And this week we have an entire stop-motion meteor shower because Ray Harryhausen died. He was the amazing special effects guy who did those marching skeletons in Jason and the Argonauts. That scared the bejesus out of me when I was little. I will never get the vision of those marching skeleton soldiers out of my head. It was so awesome. It's transformative to see that as a child. It explains a lot, I think. And so I owe him a lot. Ray Harryhausen had the same kind of reaction to King Kong that I did to Jason and the Argonauts, I think. He saw King Kong when he was a little kid. And he knew that Kong was not just an actor in a suit. And he thought it was so amazing and so real, and he just wanted to know, how did they do that? And he went and he tracked down the guy who did the special effects on King Kong, whose name was Willis O'Brien, he said, I want to know how to do that. Show me how you did that. And he said, well, you know, it's stop motion. And he explained it to him and he showed it to him. And Ray Harryhausen went out and he didn't even have like a proper stop motion camera, but he experimented and he built little, you know, clay models and did his own thing. And that was it. That was his dream. And then eventually, Willis O'Brien called on Ray Harryhausen to be his assistant. And he worked on The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, and he did a lot of technical he made a lot of technical innovations, and he came up with this process that he called Dynamation. And then he did those skeletons and did a lot of TV commercials and films and Voyage of Sinbad films and everything. And he apparently was a very sweet man. And he died a couple days ago. I believe he died Monday? Yesterday. He died yesterday, May 7th, right? Because he's old. Not of anything bad, just old. Old and old. I think he was like 92 or something. So Ray Harryhausen. I always marvel at people who like have that moment when they realize what they want to do in life, and then they go and do it, and do it, and do it, and do it. And then they did it, and they were great at it, and then they died. I never had that moment. Animated features now, I don't want to say they're soulless, because some of them are quite good, but they just don't have that dedication feel to them, that sincerity or something, I don't know. But Disney's making an animated feature now about Dia de los Muertos. And the reason we know that they're making an animated feature about the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, is that they have filed to trademark the phrase Dia de los Muertos. So you won't be able to say Dia de los Muertos unless you pay royalties. Those words can no longer come out of your mouth. As soon as they get the trademark, that's it. And you know the NSA already tracks every single phone call you make. And the NSA tracks every single email you send. So Disney, I'm sure, will just like subcontract with the NSA to make sure that nobody ever says Dia de los Muertos again. And if you do, the IRS will send you a bill. So watch out. Actually, Marvel Comics and DC Comics are suing some guy in like the Bronx because he used the word superhero. He made up an online comic series called A World Without Superheroes. And Marvel and DC have sued him to stop him from using the word superhero. The guy's name is Ray Felix. Don't say superhero. Why would you anyway? George Jones died, but that was last week. If I had I been here last week, there would have been an awful lot of George Jones being played on this show. There will be, I think, some later today. The old possum. I was lucky enough to get to see him sing, and that was pretty awesome. And you know who will never die? Ever, ever, ever die is Pearl Cantrell. She's 105 years old, and she's totally healthy. And do you know why? She says it's because she eats bacon every day. She loves bacon. Bacon keeps her alive. She eats it at every meal. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile visited her because bacon. And Pearl Cantrell lives in Richland, Texas, which is the home of bacon-eating olds. And they are eternal, and they will never die. And that's how vampires are eternal, is that they eat bacon. They suck the bacon essence with their sharp, pointy teeth. Now you know. All right. That was News of the Dead for this week, May 8th, 2013. And now, some blue music. Starting with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Trials and tribulations.
Oh, yes.
At times he'll feel so low and so blue.
You telling me, Tommy?
But from now on I will be entirely different.
Yes, yes.
For I knew the moment I lost you, due to all my worry and my disappointment.
Then why?
There's still a little light shining through.
Shining through is right.
Still within my heart I know there is another.
Somewhere, somewhere.
For I knew the moment I lost you.
Thank you. you're someone else's love now. You're not mine.
Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new. For my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. My trouble mine knows soon to another you'll be with. And that's why I'm lonely all the time.
My trouble, my no soul.
Someone's at the door. Someone's at the door. And I'm hitting the thing that should let them in, but it isn't letting them in. So anyway, I'll just sit here until I can get a good long tune on. And then I guess I'll run downstairs. That was Sadie and Bobby. With their big hit, Shackled. I never heard of them before or since. That's them. Before that, we heard Willie Nelson and Ray Price doing Crazy Arms. And I found that out in our library the way I usually find music, which is that I was sitting there thinking blue, because the other two songs had the word blue in them, and I was, all of a sudden I heard this kind of like in my head, I heard blue. I was like, what's that? And then it sort of filled in somewhere. I went, blue ain't the word for the way that I feel. And I was like, whose voice is that? And it was like a woman's voice. I was like, is that Emmylou Harris? No, it's Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt. Blue ain't the word for the... And I was like, who, what's the name of that song? And I finally figured out it was Crazy Arms, and then we didn't have it. So then I looked around some more, and I found the Willie Nelson Ray Price version. Ray Price is actually the guy who wrote the song and first recorded it and had a hit with it, and everybody else is just covering it. But we don't have his original version either. But I like Willie Nelson, and I was glad they did it together. Before that, George Strait, some more modern-ish country music. His version of Am I Blue? And we started off with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys doing I Knew the Moment I Lost You. So sad! So sad, this music, and it makes you want to drink. And it makes you want to eat bacon. And it makes you want to do something this weekend. And if you're not going up to Woodstock to that one record store to see those drawings, one thing you might do this weekend is there's a music festival in Jersey City near where WFMU has their fine, super fine studios. This Saturday, May 11th, from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., there's the Pushing Up Daisies Music Festival, which is at the historic Jersey City and Harsimus Cemetery. And I don't know if I'm saying Harsimus correctly or not, but it's a big cemetery at 435 Newark Avenue in Jersey City. And I actually went to the historic Jersey City and Harsimus Cemetery website and just saw that it was listed. There was no information about it on the website that I could find. It just said it was happening. The only place I could find any information about it was on Yelp, which is where prisoners review prisons now. I don't know if you knew that, but inmates are using Yelp to rate prisons. And like a Rikers guy who's reviewing Rikers tells inmates to say they're Jewish so they can get matzah. And apparently Queens Central Booking is run better than other booking facilities in New York City. So now you know. Thank you, Yelp. And thank you for telling us about the Pushing Up Daisies Music Festival. Also happening now at the Printmaking Center of New Jersey, which is in Branchburg, 440 River Road, there's an exhibit called Combat Paper, which is something that traumatized combat veterans are doing. It's a program for them where they take their old combat fatigues and pulp them and make them into paper and then draw or print on top of that. And apparently it's very therapeutic. And I think, well, how curious, you know? I would like to see that. I'd be curious to see that. 440 River Road, Branchburg, New Jersey. I think it's there through the end of May. And the governor got lap band surgery, so there's that. He got surgery. Chris Christie got surgery, and he lost 40 pounds. And I quit eating bread, and I lost 20. Which, my 20 is probably Chris Christie's 120. So I'm feeling pretty good. Gave up the carbs. Eat a lot of bacon? Just like Pearl Cantrell? I know it's good for me. And I didn't have to have surgery. So that's good too. So I feel pretty good about that. Those people waiting downstairs trying to get in are not feeling very good. So I'm going to put on a Johnny Cash song, and then I'm going to put on a longer song, and then I'm going to run downstairs. So here is that on Funk Tank on WFMU.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Yeah, it's country music, but it's still WFMU. That was A Small Good Thing. A song called Seguro, like the cactus. A prickly song, indeed. And before that, Johnny Cash and his version of Hurt, which always gives me chills. The people got in the studio. So that's good. The cicadas are coming. Everybody's freaking out. Cicadas come out like every year. You know, it's just every 17 years they have the 17-year cicadas, which are bigger and more. Maybe they're not even bigger. Maybe they're just more. But that's coming this year. They're going to come out. They're going to buzz. It seems, you know, like a thing that you would talk about on a country music show, the cicadas. I found out the other day that locusts and grasshoppers are the same. It's just that when grasshoppers swarm, their bodies physically change and they turn into this other thing, which is a locust. So that's weird. Bugs are weird. Don't get me started about bugs. Get me started about this instead. Every so often, the free newspaper that I read, because it's better than the newspapers that cost money. And by the way, I think today the Daily News laid off a bunch of people. I think the New York Daily News, I think, laid off like 15 people today. Goodbye, print. Goodbye, print. In the meantime, they promoted some digital people. Anyway, the free newspaper that I read, every so often somebody, some publishing company, because they still have books, they have e-books, they have, like, excerpts that they print of some book. Some publisher will buy, like, a wraparound ad, and they'll include an excerpt of the book. And usually they're so atrocious, and I like to read them and rant about them on the air. This one is not that bad. It's called Red Moon. It's by Benjamin Percy. And it's, you know, it's like he's doing the werewolf thing. Vampires are all pretty much used up, so now they, you know, they had a hot werewolf, I guess, in that one Twilight movie, or two of them, so. Now they're doing the werewolf thing. And here's the excerpt. You see what you think. He unbuckles his seatbelt and opens his mouth, ready to finally excuse himself to stand, when a ragged snarl comes from the back of the cabin. It is hard to place with the shout of the engines, the chatter of so many voices. Patrick wonders if there is something wrong with the plane. He remembers seeing a news report about how so many planes are behind on their maintenance schedules and shouldn't be in the air at all. Maybe the turbulence has shaken loose the screws holding the tail in place. There is a growl, a long, drawn-out, guttural rumbling, and though it is hard to place, it seems more animal than machine. The cabin is now hushed, except for the creaking of seats as people turn around with anxious expressions. Then the bathroom door crashes open. A bald man in a Rose Bowl sweatshirt is the first in line for the restroom, and so he is the first to die. The door jars him back. He would have fallen except for the narrow hallway where he stands, the wall catching him and preventing any further retreat as the thing emerges from the restroom, rushing forward like a gray wraith, a blurred mass of hair and muscle and claws. It swings an arm. The bald man's scream is cut short, his throat excised and replaced by a second red mouth that he brings his hands to as if he could hold the blood in place, but it sprays between his fingers. As if to make up for his sudden silence, the rest of the passengers begin to scream, all of their voices coming together like a siren that rises and falls. The thing begins to move up the aisle. So that's the whole excerpt, and that's supposed to keep you reading, and you're supposed to run out and buy the book now. It wasn't that bad. I've read worse excerpts. I think we'll be talking more about writing next week on Truck Stop Thunk Tank or whatever this show is. I will be back next week, and I hope you will too, and I guess there'll be some more kinds of music and talk and a special guest, a very special guest. Thunk Tank poet laureate Jim Burrell is going to be here in person in the studio. Ooh, I'm giddy with delight. And I know that there will probably be some sportsy talk and some talk about writing, because he is an amazing, excellent writer. And in honor of Jim Burrell's appearance, I will present story songs, country western story songs. It's a whole weird subgenre. Even worse than that excerpt from that horror book. So, yeah, that's going to be great. So please join me then. I'm Bronwyn C., and this has been Thunk Tank, a show on WFMU. East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We're going to go out with George Jones, because he's dead, as are so many of our fine friends. Stay tuned for, oh boy, the other guy, the guy that's coming up next, Lamin? Sorry. I will learn how to pronounce that by next week. How do you say your name?
Lamin.
Okay, I was right one of the times that I said it. All right. Here's George Jones. Thanks for inviting me into your home tonight, and may God bless.
The bars are all closed. It's 4 in the morning. I must have shut them all down by the shape that I'm in. I lay my head on the wheel, and the horn begins honking. The whole neighborhood knows that I'm home drunk again. If drinking don't kill me, her memory will.
can't hold out much longer the way that I feel. With the blood from my body, I could start my own steel. But if drinking don't kill me, a memory will. These old bones, they move slow, but so sure of their footsteps as I trip on the floor and I lightly touch down. Lord, it's been 10 bottles since I tried to forget her, but the memory still lingers lying here on the ground. And if drinking don't kill me, her memory will. I can't hold out much longer the way that I feel. With the blood from my body, I could start my own still. But if drinking don't kill me, her memory will.
Thank you. Lily and Kelly.